Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your word, O God, is truth. Consecrate us in the truth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile." But he got home away from the crowd. His disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, "Are even you likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into the person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart, but the stomach, and passes out into the latrina? Thus he declared all foods clean. But what comes out of man, that is what defiles him. From within the man, from his heart, comes evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within and they defile." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Jesus mentioned what comes from the heart can be evil. So our heart has to be cleansed by Jesus with original sin. Our heart is also clean. God gave us the freedom to choose. Original sin means man chooses not God but his own selfishness. Still today, God gives us freedom. But on the other hand, God gives us special grace to avoid sin. If we follow the footsteps of Jesus, day by day, minute by minute, it's easier to adhere to the will of God. But if we think we are strong, we don't need to pray, then it's very easy to fall into sin. Jesus loves us. He knows us, but also gives us extreme freedom. We can choose. We have to ask special grace. Give us the strength to choose only God. Temptations all around, from people, from the world. Certain sense, we are not saved without prayer, without trust. Tell Jesus once again, "Jesus, we trust you."